Washington Khalistanis protest. SC lawyer files complaint with Delhi police, seeks revocation of protesters' passports. The statements made by the protesters clearly show that the intent of the protesters was to incite Sikhs and Muslims against the Indian state and Indian government. On March 27, the Supreme Court lawyer Vineet Jindal filed a complaint in Delhi police against pro-Khalistani protesters who are protesting at Indian Embassy in Washington, USA and requested Delhi police to lodge FIR against them and to take strict action against them by revoking their passport as per law. The Indian ambassador to the United States, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, and the staff of the Indian Embassy in Washington, D.C., were allegedly threatened and harassed by the protesters, according to the complaint. They also vandalized the Indian embassy and verbally abused an Indian journalist in Washington, and also physically attacked him, also provoking and inciting the public at large against the Union of India just outside the Indian embassy. On March 25, a group of pro-Khalistani protesters abused and threatened Taranjit Singh Sandhu, the Indian ambassador to the US in Washington, D.C., making inciting statements against India and Indian government. The Indian embassy was vandalized, and some of the protesters were spotted encouraging violence. The complaint claimed that one of the Khalistani demonstrators was heard making baseless claims about alleged killings of religious minorities in India in a video that was widely circulated online. The statements made by the protesters clearly show that the intent of the protesters was to incite Sikhs and Muslims against the Indian state and Indian government. The protesters were seen trying to instigate violence against the embassy staff through their speeches and also doing physical damage to the property of the Indian embassy. These acts and statements made by pro-Khalistani protesters are instigating and provocative in nature, which intend to create disharmony, hatred and enmity amongst the various religions and masses of India and incite the masses to fight against the Indian government, stated complaint. Most of the protesters are Indian citizens and have Indian passports, the complaint pointed out. Through their acts and statements, the protesters have committed offences under Sections 153,153A, 504,505,506,120 of IPC, which are cognizable and serious in nature. In addition, the complaint further requested the Delhi police to lodge an FIR against them and take strict action against them by revoking their passport as per law. Pro-Khalistan supporters in the US threatened the Indian embassy and Indian ambassador to the United States, Taranjit Singh Sandhu, during their protest on Saturday. They issued threats and announced that the hypocrisy would end and the people at the embassy would have nowhere to run to. The protesters made vague claims that the Indian government is killing citizens from all communities all over the country. This hypocrisy comes to an end now. There will come a day when the windows of your cars will break and you will have nowhere to run to, they threatened the Indian embassy with slogans of Khalistan Zindabad. Many supporters of Khalistan gathered in front of the American Embassy of India. Pro-Khalistan slogans were shouted by turbaned men of all ages among the protesters. The organizers used MICS to make anti-India speeches both in English and Punjabi and targeted the Punjab police for alleged human rights violations. Topics: United States Taranjit Singh Sandhu Khalistani pro-Khalistan protest revocation of protesters' passports Indian ambassador pro-Khalistan slogans protest at Indian embassy Supreme Court.